Everybody, well, today is the last day of the month in July, so it's the 31st of July, 2015. And for people on listening to the archives, we're on station 2. That would be also on Saturday, so Friday, Saturday, station 2. So let's do a clearing for end of the week. Oh, think of one of your dramas and traumas. Maybe you had a light accident or something, have some pain, or just emotional stuff. So here we go. Think of that issue that you may be dealing with when you release it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next we're going to make sure that you're in the present moment here now. So check your finger exercise. And all you do is put your index finger, either hand, or you can even use both if you wish, and just have your body move it around so it's in front of you. And if you're in the present moment, it'll be straight ahead. If you're not, then it'll be to the left or the right. But for those of you that are not here, we'll bring you back into this now timeline. So here we go. And the only way to describe it would be a timeline in the now. Not exactly politically correct, but that's the way to talk about it on this program here. So here we go. Bringing you back. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's energize the light beam. So you may have three of those up in front of you. Here we go. So energizing the light beams. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so we'll just turn it over to Ann. I think we've got a lot of emails and comments, so let's see what we can talk about tonight.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much, and thanks for checking that we're all in the present moment and here, since that's our only hope, I guess, on this planet, to stay in peace and be in the now. You're listening to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. If this is your first time, welcome. Ron has a wonderful website. We sometimes think, because we deal with it a lot, that it's kind of crowded and a little overwhelming, but a lovely person said to me the other day, it's like a wonderful treasure hunt. And I thought that was a nice way to think of it. So Ron's website, if you haven't been there yet, is creationlightship.com. Please check that out. I have our email account open now. It is clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's the letters CLS and the word questions@yahoo.com. And if you're listening on the computer to BBS Radio, on that page you'll see a link to the fast chat or chat box, I think it's called, and you can send us questions, comments, testimonials, anything you'd like there. So welcome, everybody. Ron, we had a request for you to clear us of the energies of the moon. Apparently there's an unusual moon situation going on.
Okay, so let's clear that. Here we go. So if you're dealing with that or feel that could be bothering you, we'll see if it has. So here we go to see if that's affecting you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wow, real heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Well, just see if that helps you. We do have that clearing up for the planetary, star planet vortex clearing, too, if you want to go deeper and get these energies off of you that are transmitting stuff to you without your permission and even without you even knowing about it. So back to you.
Yes, Ron, and on the alien attack page, there's, of course, the alien courting. Is that the one you were referring to, or you were referring to a separate healing about that?
It'd be a separate clearing to get rid of the planets, stars, and vortexes, but that one possibly worked, too.
Right, because there's a planet courting on there, I know.
Yep, uh-huh.
So a lot of people don't realize, I'll just say this in case we have new listeners, that we are linked to planets, and that's where astrology comes from. So when you read your astrological information, it's probably true, and that means that it's because since birth you've been being controlled by those planets. So what you want to do is disconnect from that so that you can be a free and sovereign being again. Right, Ron?
Yeah, and it's, you know, noted to be, a main controlling factor in your life, because a lot of the newspapers that you get daily will have a prediction for you for either that day or the month. So that's why it's in newspapers, because if it wasn't, they wouldn't do anything that would be that far out, you know, as far as printing something. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, we have a question about the tools that you give us and a testimonial. So I'm going to read the testimonial first. I was recently in a challenging situation of needing to handle someone I manage who was having a complete emotional meltdown and directing it at me. I tried a few different tactics, and when none of them worked and I was starting to get activated myself, I remembered to do the mind-to-heart drop. The results were immediate. All charge was neutralized, and my intelligence took a quantum leap. I problem-solved in ways that were brand new to me and totally worked for all involved. I can see why Ron says that if everyone did the mind-to-heart drop, there would be no war on the planet.
Well, what a great testimonial. That's good.
It is. It's wonderful.
That, yeah, a lot of times emotions can take you sideways, so the person was very fortunate, to remember to do that, and maybe they do it all the time, and they go, you know, I think I better do that again today or something, you know. So, yeah, normally I kind of recommend 3 times a day. Some people may do it, half a dozen or more. It only takes 15, 20 seconds to do, so... what the heck? Why not be peaceful? So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And then there's a person that has a question here. Hello, Ron. I had a powerful aha moment on your last show when you explained that spiritually evolved and clear people can be a target to the aliens. I believe this is happening in my life. I am being attacked through people, for sure, but also in ways I cannot see. Can you offer any help or tools in addition to the many healings on your website? Thank you.
Boy, there's so many things on the website. The alien attack page would be, you may want to, at least get that once and go through it and see what's on there and to kind of recognize how it could help you. The other thing is do the free clearings that we have up on the side. Realizing that aliens can work through people, and people are what you normally deal with, and the situations that people can put you into. Remember, there's no people here, or you're the only person, around, and you don't communicate, then typically you won't have any problems. So people are used, and the people that could be connecting to you may even be in your soul family. So you may want to try the soul family disconnection clearing if it's time for issues or an issue that you're having to get yourself out of that particular situation with soul family members. And then also do the another clearing that's free, which is the 2000-year barcode. That can also affect you and also your soul family members. So your soul family members are kind of like the hive mentality, much like you're in any way on this planet. You have the collective consciousness, and you probably have, a mini collective consciousness of your soul family group. So you want to get released from that as much as you can, and we'll just continue on with doing the Be Here Now so that you can be in the moment. But, shapeshifters come into people, which also entities can come in. past family members. Ancestors can come into one of your family members in your bloodline, we'll say. So, you know, many things can happen. And the main thing is to try to clear them out of your life. You probably can't not stop what you're doing, you know, and go out and live as a hermit someplace, which would solve your problem. But, you know, interfacing with people and, you know, living on planet Earth, you know, and the overpopulation that's here. I remember the movie, you know, Jupiter Ascending, you know, right in there is the facts. Just hit that movie and watch it. You know, this, the Earth was for harvesting. Were they harvesting? Well, they're harvesting humans. They even said in the movie that the clones didn't work. Oh, they're harvesting humans, you see, to get that life force energy, which is what's happening. That's why you get put onto parallel lifetimes. Or we have timeline crashing. So, yeah, it happens all the time. Don't have to sit there or go through your life wondering, you know, have I ever been abducted? Did I ever see, like, lights outside my bedroom at 2 o'clock in the morning flashing? And, oh, you may not have ever seen that, and you probably never saw a visitation from aliens walking through your wall to abduct you, but you are taken every 10 minutes. Oh, that's the sad part. But the whole thing is to get out of that and to get yourself into the now. In the now, they're not really going to want you as much. Only want you because of your emotions. So when you get upset and angry or full of joy, they go, wow, let's hang on to that time and date, and they put a stamp on you, a barcode, because they're getting tons of energy and they want to remember that. So the next time that they have you, the particular energies, races, or whatever, then they can go back to that time and copy and paste an event to make you respond in a similar way. Remember, history repeats itself. That's what the aliens have done to you. So in the now, that doesn't exist whatsoever. There's no history in the now. Source energy. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And I want to just, if we could go back for a moment to the soul family clearing, because I just feel it's wonderful. I'm running that right now for myself. And I'm also running it for a family member who is, you know, ending a relationship with a job soon. And I put in next to that person's name their company and the employees from that company at the top, even though it doesn't say that you can do that. I found that if you're going to run this clearing a few times, you can put in some specific people or groups of people. That's okay, right, Ron?
Yep, that's perfectly fine.
Good. And then I just thought I'd share with everyone that it's a very thorough clearing. It has soul family is the first one that probably you just want to jump on that when you get the clearing. And then it has current soul family clearing, which is self-evident. We know what that means. But then, I don't know if people are aware, it has a past lifetimes clearing. And I know you were talking on Wednesday about, you know, how to clear past life things, and here you have it. I mean, that's a lot of clearings would be things, anything past lifetime affecting you would be from your soul family, right, Ron?
Yeah, more than likely that would be correct, yeah. And you might look at this lifetime and see what maybe difficulties you're having. You know, everybody has stuff that goes on with them. So that would be an indication that you know, your past experiences here, different body, could have carried over in genetics, naturally, to you. If not, maybe, you know, maybe you skipped 500 years and you just came in, you know. I have seen people like that doing some clearings, and I go, wow, it looks like, you know, you haven't been here for 500 years. You know, you skipped out on part of it. And it's because they just maybe didn't get pushed to reincarnate for 500 years. Maybe they're doing something else on a different planet. But aside from that, you know, be a planet of darkness. Aside from that, You could come in and say, yeah, I remember that time frame. You know, I remember, we'll just say the year 575 AD, and I was really here, but I have all this remembrance of that. Well, that'd be in your genetics. Oh, if you had, and you go, yeah, I remember having a problem with that. And there are people that remember different past lives, and they kind of know what it is, that they've already researched it. And or a movie will come out, you know, you watch something on Netflix or whatever, and you're going through maybe some of the older Japanese, Chinese movies where they do a lot of ninja stuff and sword fighting, you know, back, you know, a long, long time ago. Oh, man, that looks really familiar to me. Realize that, yeah, you know, now I can see why I'm limping on my one foot. I don't have a problem normally, but sometimes it flares up on a certain day or whatever. The movie can trigger that, which is good because now you can release it because it got passed on to you, and now in this lifetime you're living that reoccurrence over again. If it happened, 1500 years ago, and you don't have to be in the body of a person here at that time. It's in your genetics. Could have been, like I said, on vacation or something, or visiting another dark side planet, not even be here. No family also has all that information. That would probably be, we'll say, in your Akashic records, okay? If we're using that term very loosely here. And so they're all experiencing something, and everybody in the soul family, that hive mind, wants to have something released from their past experience, so now you took it on. Maybe they didn't want to do that one, that you're suffering. So that's the whole thing, is to release these energies from you. Everything on the website is there to remove energies from you, which will bring your spirit back into you, like you were when you were first born, and maybe the first few months of your life where you got traumatized into mindset here of collective consciousness, how to learn to live here. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And I just want to finish my sharing about the soul family clearing. There's a future lifetime contracts clearing, and that just feels also really powerful to me. And there's a psychic billboard program disconnection. And you have a really thorough billboard clearing, Ron, that people can... We actually have a testimonial about it I'm going to read in a minute, but I always feel like this one is taking away any psychic billboard that our soul family might have put there and also might be the thing that's attracting our soul family to us. And on this clearing,
good.
You can clear it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just thinking on the future ones. Let's just say that you're, a young child, maybe 8 years of age, you know, and Santa Claus was coming. And you did something wrong last week, which wasn't really good, you know? Now you're worried about your future, situation with Santa Claus at the end of December. Okay, are you going to get what you're asking for? Now you have guilt from doing something that shouldn't have been done. So you're actually programming that timeline in December, probably because you're in fear of not getting something, and you're on that timeline now of lack for what you're expecting. So your parents will read that psychic billboard and go, yeah, he doesn't really want that, or she doesn't really want that. I'm kind of afraid of it and a lot of worries there, and they may not give you what you're expecting or what you'd like to have. That's how the future works. And then naturally, you have people in business, we'll say, may have certain days of the year or something, or payroll maybe once a week. So maybe they dread a payroll once a week or bi-monthly or something, worried about, did I make enough money this month to pay my employees? And so that's putting them onto a future timeline also. And what's on that timeline? Well, you're worried about not having enough. So that could be your self-fulfilling prophecy, and it's on your psychic billboard, and maybe your employees read that, and they're all great workers, and all of a sudden they decide, well, no, he or she can't really afford me right now that much, worried about payroll, so I think I'll just have a couple of sick days, and maybe you get half a dozen people calling in sick for 3 or 4 days, and they've read your billboard, and now you're even in worse shape because they would have made extra money for you if they wouldn't have, you know, not come to work. So it's just another way of looking at it. So your fears can come upon you in the future very easily because you keep worrying about it. If that's, you know, a condition, I'm trying to give people another way of looking at things, you know, in a different way. So you don't want to worry about the future because the future hasn't existed yet. It hasn't, there's really no reason to be anything, you know, maybe a half a day into the future, maximum, you know, on events and things. So if you're going out past that, then, yeah, you're creating something on a timeline, law of cause and effect, plus and minus, and you're going to be experiencing that here because that's what you're focusing on. You don't have to really focus on it hard. You just have to think about it. Then that might stir up things from the past, and now you're really focusing on it. So that's the whole thing. Don't go into the future of, you know, creating your new reality in a negative way or even a positive way, because there could be consequences, you know, even having a positive reality in the future. So just always be in the present moment and then create from there. And that's what I try to, you know, instill in people, is don't go too far out. For myself, I don't go out not much at all. I think I'm probably about 6 hours that I can go into in the future maximum. And I don't even like doing that because it's just too, you know, it's, you know, you're viewing timelines. I only do it because I need to know what aliens are maybe coming to me to cause problems. So look at that sometimes. But I'm normally mainly in the moment. So that's where you want to be, is in the moment, and then you're in peace. If you're not in peace, then you're on timelines, and when you're on timelines, then you're in darkness, and then you're having all this stuff controlling you. It's your free will, not even knowing that they're doing stuff to you. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I have a lot more emails, but I was wondering if we could take a little sample healing break. We had a request for the silver alien oxygen code removal, and I thought maybe you could talk a little bit about that free clearing that you have given us with the alien oxygen codes. If I understand correctly, that is an exception where when we do that, we actually are receiving the different colors of different oxygens. Is that right?
Well, I can bring in, like, the silver oxygen to you, source energy silver. The aliens may bring you a copy of it. And remember, the darkness creates everything that the, we'll say, source energy or the light has created. They just make copies of it, but it doesn't have that same energy in it. So I'll first take away the alien oxygen there that is coming into you, because we have that as a free clearing. So here we go. We're going to take away the silver energy, which is what they're bombarding you with, and just see if your breathing changes. And then I'll bring in source energy silver. So here we go. First thing, releasing the alien energies. And we just use silver because it's just you know, word. But when I bring in the silver from the light chip, it's going to be different. It'll actually have a lot more value to it. So here we go. Releasing the silver energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do that one again. It's pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just let that kind of get released from you now. Now I'll bring in the source energy, silver energy to you, oxygen right now. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Hey, just see if you're feeling a little different. So back to you, Ann.
Ooh, that felt really good, Ron. Thank you so much. So, again, if you're a new listener, Ron has a lot of free sample healings on his website. If you go to creationlightship.com, near the top on the left, you'll see a drop-down box, free sample healings, and that was alien oxygen code removal. So it does say oxygen infusion. So I guess what's happening on this clearing is you're taking away, like I'm looking at the color pink is one of the options. So you're taking away the negative pink, but also bringing us an infusion of source energy, pink oxygen. Is that?
Yeah, it can work that way, yes. Uh-huh.
Great. Okay, well, thank you, Ron. Okay, we have a psychic billboard testimonial. Hi, Ron. I have been working with the psychic billboard. As I have started a new career recently, I plan to put them buy them rather each month to have them activated for at least a year. That will cost me $240. What a great investment in my life. Thank you. Want to share with other listeners something I noticed. I was putting old issues into the past section of the billboard clearing. Then I realized that any issues I had last week or yesterday are the past. Now I put in my recent past and have noticed an increase in the already powerful healing. Why bring up the further back past might reactivate something?
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, yeah. That's the, you know, just let the old things die, you know, only if they're bothering you. I mean, they may come forward and recycle off and on, but if it's pretty old to you, then maybe the aliens didn't really want to bring it forth to you, you see. So, you know, may not have been enough energy, and they just sort of like said, yeah, that's way back there. I don't want to deal with that. Well, that's one way to look at it. You still may want to clear it, you know, at some point, but, yeah, the psychic billboard is really to get you jump-started more readily into life, like right now. So maybe just see what's lurking, you know, in the shadows closet, you know, the last week. Start clearing that out so you can start a different life. People are reading what's happened to you, you know, more recently. You know, I doubt if they're going to look, or a person's not going to really look at you, you know, 5 years ago, even though it may be there, but that's going to have a lot of pages in front of it, we'll say. You want to get rid of what you have now to change. Then you're allowing yourself to be in that change and to own the change, and then you move on to something else to move forward. So, yeah, but if you do have something and you start looking at your life and you think, what could I put on my billboard? And you go, oh, man, remember when I sprained my ankle, you know, when I was 7 years of age on a skateboard or something and it hurt for like 3 weeks or whatever? Well, then that's an issue that you're dealing with, and it came up, which means that it needs to be cleared. If you really got to dwell on it for a long time, then, yeah, you're probably going to find something because something is always there. But if something comes up instantly for you when you look at your past, then definitely get rid of that. That past is probably going to be recycled in your life, and you don't want to have another hurt ankle. So that's the way to look at it. But if you just go into the clearing and say, yeah, you know, this is where I am, and like I said, you can have people tell you what they think of you, you know, say, I got to do a clearing, you know, and, you know, what do you think of me? You know, I need to know my issues. And if you get your issues, then you can clear them, not know what they are. That's the good thing. So back to you.
Yeah, and then what that person's email said, Ron, and I see what you're saying to kind of do both, but you always say not to go too far into the future. And I thought, well, it's kind of the same in the past, but so you're saying kind of encompass it all, but know from being in the moment what it is you really need to get rid of.
Right. And, you know,
okay,
not what you need, not what you want. So what you need is what you need. What you want is something that's, you know, maybe the carrot in front of your nose in the future, you know. Well, just stay in the moment, in your future, which would normally be what your wants are. If you're in the moment, then all of a sudden that can come into your present reality because you're in the moment. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, we have another work-related question. I seem to have acquired, robotic body barcode. I seem to have acquired this after entering a job. It was put on me to further control. How do I get it off? Are there any other barcodes that we can clear which are unknown?
Yeah, boy. I think we have a robotic clearing on the website, don't we?
We do.
Oh, that's what I would do, is go into that and clear that out. And, you know, I would probably, you know, if it's more recent, maybe do day by day. If it's, you know, if you've been at the job for 6 months or so, then maybe it's be harder to do, but you do want to get it off of you. And then see how the people respond to you afterwards. Maybe they won't want you. That'd be a sad thing, but... it's a great job, but they may want to control you because of that. And maybe they're under that control issue by somebody else. So, you know, maybe you could clear that from them too. That same program they put on you might be your best friend afterwards. So back to you.
Yes, and I think as difficult of a thing it is to deal with, this person's kind of lucky they're aware of that, don't you think?
Yeah, it's very good. Remember, you got out of the enough out of the matrix to see how they're controlling you.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's very, very good.
You're so right there, he's already a little less controlled, right, Ron?
Already. You're just finding stuff that you may want to release now. That's great.
Okay. Could we maybe do another one of those oxygens?
Yeah, I'll bring in, the color of white. So here we go. This will be Lightship White Oxygen. It's kind of, it works different for everybody. Because different colors will affect people a little differently. Here we go. Here's the white. We had to use the different colors just because we needed something to use or something that you recognize or could relate to. So here we go. White, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Okay, thank you, Ron. That feels very relaxing. Really appreciate that. Okay, we have a question. When I do a new Earth transfer for a clearing, I write in all the clearing details. For example, if it was a location space clearing, I write location, space, driveway, alien, life forms, on and off planet. Is this degree of detail necessary? If so, I'm happy to keep doing it. Ron?
Yeah, you want to put something down as you're relating to your experience, okay? So you're probably experiencing what you're stating, even though you may not really understand why you're stating it. So maybe you are sensing, one of your energetic bodies is sensing aliens in your driveway and being inside of your car, and you really don't have a clue, but you thought, well, I better do that clearing and put that in there, because it probably could be happening, just that you're not aware of it. So yeah, what you want to do something very simply, put it in least amount of words, just go right to the point, and what you want to have cleared. So that sounds good to me.
Okay, great. I just wanted to remind everybody before we move on to another new, well, the new clearings and something else new, that tomorrow night on BBS Radio at 7 p.m. Pacific time, well, every Saturday night I think is really important to be on live, so please put that on your calendars and be on the show live, because we take a trip to Creation Lightship with Ron, which is a wonderful experience, and then you can ask for a free healing. And as it'll be the 1st of August tomorrow, it'll be a birthday celebration for everyone whose birthdays are in August. So I hope everyone can tune in. Again, all of our shows are archived from going way back to 2007 on Ron's website and on the BBS Rep website, and even other radio stations Ron has been on. So you could listen to Ron for hours and hours. But the one you really want to get on live is the Saturday night. I can't stress that one enough, because it's really worth it. So, Ron, we have a testimonial here because there were a couple of people that you suggested they try clearing something off of them. And it says, my husband and I tried the new green mist clearing. We ran it overnight, and we both slept deeply and well with no dreams. Today we have lots more energy, and it feels like our bodies are gaining more energy still. The energy is clear, strong, and stable. Thanks. So do you want to share with everybody now what that is?
Yeah, a few days ago, probably like maybe 4 days ago, I'm guessing, started seeing this green mist energy. Kind of like we had, you know, the black mist, okay? Black fog energy. So I thought, what's this stuff here? So I started looking at it, and it looked like it was doing damage to us. So at the same time, when I was looking, I had communication with the people, and I said, you want to try this here? I said, I don't know how it's going to affect you, but, you know, if you had a positive result from this here, then we'll put it on the website. So that one is not on the website yet, but you could type in, you can get into the free clearing, which is the black mist, I think it's fog clearing, and after your name, just type in green mist, okay, because it's not up yet. I'll see if I can get it up shortly here, but if not, as you're listening tonight, you can go in there and type in the green mist after your name. I'd first do the black one, and then do the green after that. Maybe I'll just possibly put that on the page as like a radio button, maybe. Or I might put it up as a separate clearing. We'll see here. Maybe a separate one might be easier for people. And do that one, and see how you feel. I think you're going to feel a little more spacious, like the... kind of like your body has less density to it. Maybe it feels lighter, more space inside of you. So if you do it, please send a testimonial that we can maybe talk about it tomorrow. Then we can reference Friday's show and Saturday's show. So here we go. Back over to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Now, so I'm curious about a couple of things. First of all, over the last month or 2 months, you've been really doing a lot of planetary clearings, like you've mentioned, getting rid of mind matrixes and that kind of thing. Do you think that those clearings have led you now to a kind of deeper level where you're now seeing these things where you didn't see them before, or are they new to the planet?
I don't think they're new to the planet. I just think that we're uncovering or getting rid of stuff. Remember, it's like the onion peel. So as you start releasing more and more energies that are holding you as a slave, getting more chains off of people, then all of a sudden you start seeing more of what's out there that is also harming people. So is it getting easier here? For me, it's getting harder. I won't say it's easier, but for people it might be getting easier. So remember, the aliens are bringing in technologies like that last clearing, the 2800 clearing. They're going way into the future here to bring in stuff to harm us. Because the more recent maybe stuff, maybe 100, 200 years out that they'd normally be doing is, you know, causing problems, you know. So they can't use them anymore because we already, you know, kind of annihilating a lot of that stuff. So they have to go back further in time, back into maybe their, okay, another way of stating this here, we have people on the ground here that have come back from the future, okay? And I have dealt with a lot of these people by going to the expos. They know they came back here because they knew that this is the last time that this planet would be around. And we already had 8 cycles of this, okay? And this is the last cycle. So since they're in the future, if this planet gets terminated or destroyed or isn't recreated again, which is what the plan now is, and that could change, but right now this planet is no longer going to be here. And they came back because they want to get rid of the aliens that are going to prevent that from not being created. So if the planet does get doesn't get created and or gets destroyed by the aliens, either way would work. You see, if it's not going to be here after ascension, it's the same thing as if the alien is terminated now, basically, because it won't be here. So either way is like the same scenario. These people came back from the future to help probably with the time-traveling soldiers and maybe to meet up with me to bring forth more energy here to do change on this planet to get rid of the aliens. Now, saying that, these are the people that may be maybe a little more spiritually advanced, possibly, a little more insight. Some are like kind of new to the planet, maybe 500 years or something like that, and they kind of wonder why they're here, but they know they got a mission because they came back, but they don't understand people here because it's so negative and all the mind control. Well, that's one group of people. The other group are the ones that knew that these people are coming here because they have the history of the planet, and these are the ones that are the darkness, and they come into people. All of a sudden, these people get brought in here through vortexes and different things, come into a human body, take it over, and or even a clone body, and are doing stuff here because they want to get the planet terminated. Oh, we got 2 different agendas here. So, and they could be from the future also, trying to prevent things from happening that would maybe make life here a lot better for people. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And is the, I know I asked you this about that blue death ray, that's also another new free healing you've given us. Is the green mist all over the planet?
Yes, I would say it would be, uh-huh.
Okay, so when we do that with the black mist fog, you said to put in our own names and our location. Is it the same for the green mist?
Yeah, it'd be the same way, yes, uh-huh. So after your name, then put in green mist clearing, and then that will work with green mist.
Right, right, yes. Thank you so much. I think hopefully that's clear to everybody. Pull up the free clearing alien black mist fog and write in your name, of course, and then write in clear green mist fog. And I guess they'll do both. Or should we open a separate page to do that one, Ron?
I would do a separate page. So I would not run those together.
Okay.
Don't do the black one the same time you're doing the green. Do them separately.
Okay. Okay. Well, I guess I meant for the short term. Well, I guess the light beams.
Yeah, the short term, yes. Uh-huh, until we get one up.
Okay. So a very nice listener wrote in to help the person that wrote in earlier about the robotic barcode that they had put on them at a job. And thank you very much, listener. She says, it is possible to clear robotic body movements in the alien attack page. It's option 4, alien implants removal. We can also clear artificial intelligence on option 5 of the same alien attack page. It's the alien parasitic life forms removal. That's the name of the clearing. And I just wanted to say, too, that I looked up the online healing, and there is a monthly online robotic / mechanical body program clearing, and that's for 1 month. So hopefully those are something that could be helpful to that listener who got the robotic barcode put on them. Okay, Ron, I think it would be great to maybe do, thanks for finding those mists and helping us clear them. Is there some kind of sample healing we could do now for everyone, Ron?
Well, I could, if you're planning to do that clearing, say tonight, after the show, with the green mist, I'll do a sample of that here. Well, that's only if you're planning to do that. If you're not planning to do it, then this will not work for you. So here we go. So you just kind of need to maybe say out loud that you're going to be doing it tonight, and then I'll connect with that energy of you, and then I'll do a sample. I don't want to bring somebody into a clearing just a little bit where they don't finish it. So here we go. This is a sample of the green mist. It's only going to work for the people that agree now to do this this evening. Put it on all night even, I believe. Just change the timer on it. So here we go. Green mist energy being released from you. One, two, well, that's heavy. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Feels like it's a catalyst that hooks you up to timelines or something, or into the next movie set, or even the one that you're on. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's your little sample. Good for about maybe till five after. So basically, say 15 minutes approximately. So if anybody felt something, send us a quick little testimonial, clsquestions@yahoo.com. That'd be wonderful if you could send something over on how you're experiencing that right now. That's you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I felt like, I was going to say my chest, but it really was the whole upper part of my body, like something released from me. Like a sort of heaviness that went away.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of if you ever pulled off wallpaper, you know, wall or something, and, you know, something on there, and you pull it off, and it's kind of like sticky, you know, on the back of the wallpaper or something like that, or peeling off a bumper sticker or something, and you can see it, like, getting spread out where the glue kind of sticks on both pieces at once. That's sort of what it felt like to me as far as the visual. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Okay, we have a couple of, I guess, requests from listeners to you. One is, might there be an August repeat of the body organ restoration? This listener, I guess, is newer. It was December 2014, and maybe they are, you know, have found us since then. And they're wondering if you're planning to repeat that in August.
I'll see if that will work. Okay. I wanted to do one in June, but it's just been too much going on. Thank you for bringing that up. I'll just see.
Well, you're Thanks, saving Karen. Us in other ways, Ron. So thank you.
Taking me out of the rat hole.
yeah. So we appreciate that, saving the whole planet. And someone else is asking, they just cannot do without the alien attack page, Ron, and they have it going all the time. Would you consider making that available for a purchase for a year?
I'll have to check on that one. I don't know yet.
Okay. Thank you. I know people ask that a lot.
Yeah, I'll see how that looks. Okay?
Okay. Well,
thank you.
It's kind of like the "when are we going to ascend, Ron?" question. Okay, a question came in just tonight while we were on the air. Hello, Ron. Is the being Satan real, and did the light remove it yet?
I worked with some energy a while back. It was a It was, I believe, the Satan energy. Was in one of the areas. I can't recall which one it was. I'm thinking that I may have been in maybe Dulce, Mexico. It's been quite a while. May have been like hitting maybe Area 52, possibly not 51, but 52. Went down quite a ways. I can't recall how many miles. I just don't remember. But it was long, maybe 180 miles down or something like that. But this being was like 300 feet tall, and it spit out acid. So I terminated that one. That I think may have been Lucifer. I think that may have been Lucifer energy. It was living there. And, I get rid of one of those. It's been quite a while ago, maybe a year or so ago. Was it real? Yes. Uh-huh. Did it start to hurt me? Yes, it did. And I had to actually expand out to take it out. Yes. Back to you.
Now, I'm sorry, Ron, I missed the last part. Did you say you had to get help from the light ship?
No, I just had to take it out myself.
Wow. Well, thank you, Ron.
I don't ask for that much help from the light ship when I go out in battle. I think it's only come into effect maybe three times so far when I really needed some extra assistance. So that's what I can kind of recall. Everything that I do is on my own here. Back to you.
Okay. The same listener is wondering if you know and could tell us, how long have humans been on the Earth?
I don't have that exact figure. When I do some of the century clearings, I think the highest I went is, I went over 100,000 years. I don't know, 105,000 maybe. But that's from a continuous reincarnation standpoint, okay? From there, people could have been here way before that, okay? So I just go back from when they first came here on this cycle that they're in. I really can't say how long. And also, you know, you have to realize there's timelines. So what timeline are you looking at? What timeline is somebody talking about when they maybe find relics and stuff or bones? This is, you know, so many years old, a million years or whatever it would be. What timeline is that they're on? Do they take a timeline, put it into our timeline, and it looks like it's real to us, but it might just be another copy and paste, and it may not even be on this planet. They can say that this is, the Middle East has a lot of stuff over there from the old energies. So let's just say that something was found in Iraq or Iran or something. and maybe they're digging something up, and all of a sudden they're now transported to another location, bringing back the film footage of something that lived a long time ago, copy and paste it into the one here. So, and are you going to be able to tell that it's a copy and paste? No. But it's a different movie altogether that got brought in here. And it's valid. They can do their testing on it. It will be valid as they're doing the testing on a different timeline. And then they share that here. Not everything that you see is real here. They copy and paste. Just like when they drop a car next to you on the road, freeway, or somebody else and pops up walking beside you or in front of you, down the sidewalk, and you go, where did they come from, you know? Well, they just got dropped in. Where do they come from? Maybe they're viewing the same scene that you're viewing. Maybe they've been walking on that sidewalk, you know, for a half a mile. They never saw you, and now they dropped them in. They may not even know that you're there, but to them, you know, they didn't change anything. They're still walking on the sidewalk. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. Okay, we have another listener that wrote in about the green mist sample that you did earlier. And they said, I went into very heavy yawning and felt a little nauseous.
Yeah, that could be part of it, yes. That stuff is being taken out of you and away from you. That's why I mentioned that I was not going to do it on people who are not willing to complete that clearing. And it could take more than one time, so just see how you're doing in that process of clearing it out. Oh, remember, I think it's going to be giving you more space, and maybe in that process it could be giving you the more space, but you're seeing some of the residual or feeling it as it's leaving you. Back to you.
Should we put the green mist and the black mist, for that matter, on for, say, 8 or 10 hour segments and stop, or is it like spirit integration? Should we leave it on all the time, Ron, like put it on for a week?
Yeah, I think I'll leave spirit integration on all the time, and then, 8 hours would be great, maybe even longer, just to get it out of you. You know, you're going to probably, if you do it at night when you're sleeping, you might feel great the next morning. Oh, since this is the weekend now, very possibly you may want to try that. Just leave it on. I think I'd leave that one on for quite a bit because I think that one's pretty detrimental to us.
The green one.
I might want to run it 4 days or something.
Okay. Now, you mean the green one now?
Yes, the green one, yeah.
Okay.
The green one is personal. You. Okay, the green one is personal, where the black mist is kind of out there, you know, in the clouds around you. But the green one is more personal, okay? That's in your own energetic field.
Very interesting. Okay. We're getting close. We have extra time even, and we're so close to the end of the show. I was wondering, Ron, of course we love when you do the mind to heart drop at the end. Could we do, you know, maybe a chakra alignment as well tonight? And maybe it'll help everybody release that green mist better tonight.
Well, instead, I think I'm going to do the crown chakra disconnect.
Okay.
It's probably affecting that greatly. So here we go. Crown chakra disconnect. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. You got to come in some way, and that's probably how they're coming in. So you want to get that stuff out of you. Well,
okay.
We could do, I guess, the mind to heart drop here and close our show. So, unless somebody else wants to send in a testimonial, maybe we'll talk for a couple of minutes here, see if we can get another testimonial for the green mist energy. Do an emotional sample clearing for people. So here we go. Emotional sample. Think of a situation. So, 1, 2, 3. 4 and 5. that one's released. And a lot of times there's trauma with emotion, so I'll do a clearing for that. Same issue with trauma. Trauma, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And fear is always the big one. Everybody has fear of something. So here we go, fear. From the same issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that might be good. So back to you, Ann. If nobody's brought anything into us, we'll just close the show out in a minute here.
Right. Yes, we don't have anything new. I know there's a bit of a delay, you know, when we're talking and people hearing us a little bit past when we're talking. But perhaps we'll have them by tomorrow night, Ron, and we can talk about it more.
Okay. Sounds great. Let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. Here we go. So you want to command your spirit out loud. Take the thoughts inside of your head. Drop them into your heart. This will take you off of the mind chatter that you're dealing with, and that's on timelines. So you want to get off those timelines. Oh, here we go. This is like non-peace. So I'm going to bring you peace. So here we go, dropping down, and in your spirit to do this for you. I'm from 10 to 1 backwards. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So I'll turn it over to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, I'll just say goodbye to everyone, and please be on the show tomorrow evening, BBS Radio Station 2, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and we'll hopefully see you then. And enjoy the green mist healing tonight, and write into us about it.